Hey, what's going on? Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dad, your go-to destination for all things fatherhood. I'm your host, Lyric Williams, here to guide you through our incredible lineup. I want you to know that this is a platform for the family. And let me tell you why. We have a father-daughter podcast. We have a heartfelt healing series, an engaging fatherhood speaks panel, and our newest edition, Dad's Lighthouse, where we shine a light on mental health, family development, and mindset empowerment. And that part is premiering on May 3rd, my birthday. If you are on a quest to transform your fatherhood journey, dive into my new book, Man Up: From Our Trauma to Being Impactful Fathers. It's packed with insights and stories to inspire and empower you. But that's not all. Make sure you join our vibrant Discord community and connect with fellow dads on a deeper level. Make sure you join our newsletter at 15minuteswithdad.com. You'll be able to find our book on amazon.com as well as at 15minuteswithdad.com/manup. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube to watch our video podcast. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at 15 Minutes with Dad. I hope you're ready to dive into today's episode. Again, thank you for joining me. Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dad. Hey, what's going on, you guys? My name is Lyric, your wilder, not creative.
And it's your girl, Mariah.
And this is 15 Minutes with Dad. This week, we have a brand new episode for you guys, and you're going to love it. We also have a special guest. Amani is in the house. Everybody give him a hand clap. That's my baby. That's my baby. Yeah, so...
I was your baby.
Right. You are my baby. You're my bigger baby. So, this week... We're going to be talking about Mariah's love life. We're going to go into details, and y'all going to learn a little bit about my perspective on how I feel about things, which may or may not matter. But guess what, y'all? Mariah's got a boyfriend.
Ooh.
She ain't doing none of them verbs, no K-I-S-S-I-N-G, all that. We ain't doing that. However, a part of fatherhood is... watching your kids grow, but providing an environment where they can grow, well. So this is hard for me, but we're going to get into that. If you have not liked or subscribed, make sure you go and subscribe to this video right now. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're listening to this, make sure that you go and drop a comment. Make sure that you share this with people that you would love to hear this. Also, when you rate our podcast, people that have not heard about us or seen us gets to experience what you love so much about this podcast. So make sure that you rate this podcast as well as share it with people that you would love to hear this. This podcast is about healing. It's about fatherhood, and it's about our relationship. And when he gets old enough, it's going to be about our relationship. We got some things. I got a succession plan. When you go off into college and you can't do episodes with me as much, dude, he's gonna be crazy,
guys.
He's the 2.0. No, I'm joking. Anyways,
I'm the better version.
You're the primary. You're the test. Okay, so okay. let's get into this episode. So Mariah, hey, love.
Hi.
So it is known that you have a boyfriend that I hate.
Air quotes is crazy.
I hate
saying a boyfriend. Like,
I hate saying the words. It actually makes me choke.
I have a friend, guys, a little friend.
Yes. She has a little friend. What's his name?
His name's Owen.
What the heck just happened? Let me try and say it and see if it happens. Owen. Nope, didn't. I don't even know what they call that. Somebody got it. Yeah, tell me, what is that? What was that? Like,
I don't know.
Owen. Some ASMR type stuff going on. I was confused, Lord. Oh my God, help me. So you have this little friend now. How's that going?
Very good. We just reached 2 months.
2 months. Oh, hey, let's go. Period. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? That's it. That's all you got.
Of course.
He got a little more than what you gave. All right. So let's. So what do you like about Owen? What makes you about him?
I like his patience with me. Because, you know, sometimes I can be a little much, but, like, he doesn't really... What is that face?
I'm listening. You can make all those little faces. That's my face. That's my...
He's very respectful, you know? Like, and gentle. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to explain that. But, like, he's not, like, extreme. He can be soft, you know? Like, even though, like, there's some guys who are like, oh, like, that's only for feminine guys, or that's, like, for, like, that's not what a guy does or whatever. That's not what a man does. But, like, he's gentle. Like, he's able to be soft with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just, like, aggressive and stuff.
How does it make you feel?
It feels very good. It makes me feel, like, loved.
Mm.
It makes me feel, like... Not heard, but like
seen.
I don't know how to explain it. Like, it makes me feel like, oh, he's able to be soft with me, you know, like, because some guys, you know, don't really do that. But it's like he's able to put aside like all that. Oh, that's not what a man does, sort of stuff. And it's like, yeah,
just open to learning.
Yeah,
about you.
Yeah,
learning you and learning how to be with you. Okay. Let's compare this to past, right? We had an episode prior to this called Boys, Boys, Boys. Go back and watch it, where we talked about the guys that she liked, right? And she didn't have a preference at the time. And there was a couple that came down the chain that didn't quite make it to me. I didn't let them make it to me. But... There was a couple guys. Let's compare. Like, what is the difference? What differences do you see in this relationship overall that you feel like, how do you see yourself in this relationship that's different than the ones prior, like last year?
I think right now I'm definitely a lot happier, because I feel like last year I was probably like in a bad mental space and they weren't really helping, because like, They weren't talking, like, not talking, but they weren't really communicating or like letting me communicate, having an open communication sort of space.
Mm-hmm.
It's more they would sort of just throw what I feel out of the window.
Right,
and
right,
just,
right,
like,
right. They didn't validate. Yeah, exactly. It became about them quite often. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, for with him, he lets me communicate, like, talk about how I'm feeling, and he actually, like, we go through a whole flow on, like, how to, like, make it better and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's cool. That's good. That's good. Well, let's talk about how I feel. Let's, on that note, talk about how they flip it. Let's talk about how I feel. I'm not happy about this at all. I'm just going to be honest, straightforward. I don't like it one bit. I don't like
Wampa.
I don't like the idea that my daughter has her time or her energy being shifted to a boy.
A boy.
That's my honest opinion. However, I would throw in the fact that the guys that she had interest in before, I had utter rejection for, because I seen how they were from 1,000 miles away. Right now, I have no like rebuttals toward Owen. I actually like the kid. Like, I like the guy. He's let's talk about like that's just my honest opinion. Like, I don't like the fact that she's dating. She is of age where I was like, okay, you can have a boyfriend claiming thing going. And I don't know how to put these in words, but a boyfriend thing claiming going thing. But you have to be like, I have expectations that you would work through your relationship with support of an adult, not to go, right? We had that conversation like before. It was like, hey, I'm gonna sneak around, I'm gonna find me a guy, and then I'm gonna pop it on my dad and then expect my dad to just be okay with it. But like this time, I think she finally heard me after I uttered like it's if as a kid, as a teenager, teenagers or kids don't really know how to date. Adults don't even know how to date, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But I know that there's advice that could come from me or come from any adult in your life that could help guide you rather than you trying to do it by yourself and isolating yourself because you're trying to hide, kind of, not saying that you did that, but isolate. It's easier to fall into the woods of poor relationship, negative mental health stuff, and when you don't have any adults to help guide you or any responsible adults to help guide you. And so this time she tried something different. She used that information, and we've been having, her and I have open communication about it. And I'm, you know, open to the fact they've gone out on, I chaperoned, you know, a date with him, right? Mm-hmm. I did that.
Yeah.
I chaperoned a date with him, went to go watch the movies and whatnot. And he's a respectable kid. And I think it makes it easier when the guy that she chooses to like has respect for himself, respect for family, and respect for her. And I see that, and I appreciate that. And I can see that. I was telling her the other day that I see, like, I don't know him personally, but I see how you are, and I watch how you are and how you change based on this newfound relationship. So I am very much aware. I try to give her autonomy and space in that regard, and let her learn how to be loved and learn how to create her. And this, I think it's the same for him, right? Y'all learning to love each other, learning how to love, learning how to be in a relationship, learning how to be loved. That whole nine yards is, I think it's a beautiful thing.
I definitely think that, like, talking to you, it actually, like, I feel like it helps me also navigate through this, like, relationship as well. Because before, whenever I was hiding it, I feel like that's when I was in bad relationships. And, like, not, you know, like, not being able to, like, me feeling like I was like, oh, I don't want my dad to get mad, so I didn't tell you, like, things. And I feel like that actually kind of, like, made it worse because I didn't know what to do. And then, but, like, now that I'm able to talk to you about stuff, well, not, like, not, like, I wasn't able to talk to you, but, like, now, like, since I feel like, oh, like, I know that you won't get mad, because I feel like since that we've had multiple conversations, and I feel like a lot, I don't know how to explain it.
Like, you've, like, open to
communicate
about the things that may come up in your relationship or may come up in the time. Yeah, I see that. I've seen that, and I realize somewhere in there. So, and this is a lesson that I feel like all fathers should know if you have daughters, is that there's going to come, like, you have to know how to, one, you have to know how to communicate what it is you're trying to say. Because obviously everyone knows, like, okay, daddies don't want their girls to give their girls away to somebody else. I had to deal with some mental health stuff myself before I could actually see that my daughter is maturing to the point where she's interested in this thing, but she needs guidance in this thing. And I had to be mentally in a space to guide her and say, okay, I see that you are moving in this space. Let me be a resource rather than saying that you can't do it. And that was, I think, kind of opened up more of a flow or a conversation. Why are you eating your sister? Why are you eating your sister? Yeah. Is she good? Yeah, yeah. Look at them deepest trying to eat people. Hey, Dad.
It hurts, guys. It hurts.
Hey, Dad. There it goes. Ah! Ah! Okay, that ain't... no, okay.
It was a one-time thing.
I got a smirk, though. That's all I can, like, that's all I can ask for. But I think that was, yeah, it was a profound moment because I had to realize, like, it's not that you're trying to be rebellious. And it's not that your child, it's not that your teenagers are trying to be rebellious to you. It's that they are I started doing some research and understanding that at your age, you are looking at your identity, right? Your identity is not just about who I think you are, which what it used to be. Right. You were like, this is what my dad thinks of me. This is who I am.
Right.
It became who you think of you, And then it became, what does everybody else think of me? And then a part of your the social construct is that, like, hey, like, I got to be liked. Like, I need to feel like, be I need, like, somebody, I need to know that I'm liked outside of my dad and myself.
Right.
And it's not like to say, oh, you're a pick me, or you're just trying to, not, you know, you just, oh, I need somebody like me. But it's more so of, like, understanding what affection is, what attraction is, what is relationships, what is love. Like, I can talk to you about it in theory, but most of your experiences has to come from going through it, and I have to start being understanding of that. It's not, you're not like, but we also have a compromise, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's not, she's not like, oh, I'm gonna go to my boyfriend's house and hang out. Like, there's compromises, like, you know there's things that we've talked about that we have compromises on, that there's no-goes, right? And as she get older, some of those no-goes, you know, as we have conversations, will be no longer no-goes, but it'll be like, it will have constraints on them rather than no-goes kind of thing. So she's, would it be safe to say that you kind of trust that I have your interest?
Yeah.
In heart? Like, I don't remember what conversation it was. But, and this is what I talk about in my book, because it's important that kids understand that their parents are looking out for them. Right. It's not enough to just say it, right? Do you know, like, what was it that kind of clicked for you to say, okay, my dad actually cares about my well-being and he understands where I'm at, even though it's hard for him? What was it that kind of clicked for you?
I think is whenever you were open to me being in a relationship. Like, I know this is hard because, like, I'm a baby girl. And so it's like, you know, like, it seems like you're giving me away. Well, not like that, but, like, you know. And I was like, I felt like, oh, like, even though that, you know, like, I don't know.
No, go ahead. Like, Say it.
Like, even though, I'm blanking right now. I have it in my head, but it's just not out. Like, I think it was whenever you were able to
elaborate. elaborate. You have time. I can clip it. I need to.
You weren't, because I know that, like, me being in a relationship is, like, definitely hard because it's like, oh, like, I'm growing up as well. No, he's fine. You want to hold him?
Yeah, I'll hold him.
But I don't even ask you to hold him, and I can take him away. Like,
hey, Dad.
Realizing that I'm maturing, I know that was for sure, like, a hard thing because, like, I'm pretty sure in your eyes I'm still a baby. So it's, like, whenever... And, like, our open conversations, it helps, like, it likes, like, it's like, oh, like, I know you have, like, my interest, my best interest in mind, especially because you've been through this. So, like, I'm literally going through the things that you went through whenever you're my age. But, like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Can I have the mic? I got things to say. but no, I think no, that's very true. It's very hard, and to be frank, I'm not open to it. But I have to.
You still want to?
I have to be. I know that, and I talk about this in my book. Is that after, as kids develop, we also parents have to develop. We'll continuously develop over time. We have to develop. So, no, I understand that. I understand that. And to be frank with you, I am not 100% good about it, but I do understand that as kids grow, parents have to grow also. I talk about that in the book, but like we have to, we also have to mature and grow as parents with our, how our kids are growing. Like it's not, it's one thing to parent you how we were parented. And then it's another thing to parent you how you need us to parent you.
Right.
And so that that's always a balance. And I think the conversation that you and I had that when I started seeing a change is when I was like, hey, I'm not against you liking someone. I'm not against you. Like, I'm not going to tell you that you cannot like someone, you know, but I can tell you that at the time when I find or see that you have demonstrated maturity about where like being in a relationship and all this stuff, like what shows me that you're mature is the fact that you will come through the rails and say, like, you know, inside of the boundaries and say, Dad, I like this person. I think that they like me back and I'm interested in seeing where it leads to. Right. Like, that's a mature thing that tells me that, hey, you are maturing enough for me to be open enough for it. When you were hiding it, that showed me immaturity, which made me also treat you immaturely.
Right.
And so it's been a constant thing. And as like, cause I'm not going to beat you for any, like anything. Like that's not for you to like somebody. It's all a part of human nature. There's things that are a part of human nature, but, and I know that there's a logical progression of life that I have to be mindful of as well as emotional development. So I say all that to say that I appreciate you including me on this journey rather than me having to discover it and kick down doors to,
right,
to figure out information, you know? So it's I think back to like, let's get back to, Mr. Owen. What is Mr. Owen like? What is he interested in? He's taken, by the way. Let's just be clear. He is taken.
Yeah, he's taken. Just had to make sure they knew, you know?
Yeah.
What is he like? He likes working out. He likes, like, family time, hanging out with his family. Me, of course. what else? He likes playing the trumpet. See what else. He likes going to stores with his mom.
That's fun.
Just like spending time with his mom.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. What do you, so you say that you like that he's patient, that he's kind, that he's gentle. He's in music like you are. Yeah, some things in common. That's pretty cool. Where do you foresee this relationship going in the next five? I'm joking. You don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that. Look, I'm going to get you out the hot seat. I'm going to get you out the hot seat. I'm going to go put this kid down for a nap because, as you can see, he's delirious at this point. but we're going to jump up out of here. I really appreciate you guys joining us this week. Hey, Dad.
Aww.
Hey, Dad.
I think he just likes feeling hair.
Not in his face, though. Can you go break him upstairs real quick? He ain't gonna make it to the end of the episode.
And just like that, we've hit an end of another epic journey here at 15 Minutes with Dad. I'm your host, Lyric, and I am thrilled to have shared this time with you. But guess what? The conversation is far from over. Want to dive deeper into the dad verse? Check out our website at 15minuteswithdad.com and join our vibrant community on Instagram, Discord, and TikTok for your daily dose of dad inspiration camaraderie. And here's something special. Subscribe to our newsletter at 15minuteswithdad.com for exclusive goodies and behind-the-scenes peeks you won't find anywhere else. Got a burning question or a dad moment that made you proud? We're all ears. Submit your questions and share those special moments with us for a chance to be featured and shout out on our show. It's your time to shine in our dad community, so tap in with our Discord, and our server is at 15 Minutes with Dad. So tap in for that. Engage with the community, and you will be featured on our show. Each week we will do another feature, so join in. Love today's episode. Spread the love by sharing it with a friend and leaving us a review. Let's get the word out and grow our awesome dad family, because guess what? When you give us a review and you rate our podcast, you give everybody the chance to enjoy what you've enjoyed about this podcast as well. So mark your calendars, because new episodes drop every Thursday of the week. Ready for more heartwarming stories, laughs, and dad wisdom? We can't wait to have you back. But until next time, keep being the amazing dad you are. Every day is a new adventure, and every moment is special. Catch you on the next episode. Love, peace, and chicken grease.